866-0217.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Thursday's Open Forum. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And I'm going to feather yesterday's program into this program. There are things I wanted to present yesterday, ran out of time. But I have the time today. And the time for George Soros. Now, George Soros came out here in the last couple of days, and he states, Chinese President Xi Jinping is the greatest threat that open societies face today. But this is pretty hypocritical, because Soros is actually a greater threat to mankind, in a sense, than Xi Jinping presently. So he states that the rise of big tech companies have sharpened the conflict between China and the United States. Now, he made these remarks at the opening of a Hoover Institution panel on Monday evening by dubbing 2022 as a critical year in the history of the world. In a few days, he states, China, the world's most powerful authoritarian most powerful authoritarian state, will begin hosting the Winter Olympics. And like Germany in 1936, it will attempt to use the spectacle to score propaganda victory for its systems of strict controls. Well, what about the strict controls that the Soros Foundation is imposing on the United States of America by going into the whole nation and putting in these political Soros operatives? We are at or close to important decisions that will determine the direction in which the world is going, in the world which he wants. He is a globalist, totally behind 100% the New World Order global system, and he is hell-bent on being one of the controlling members of this new global society that we're going into. He also spoke, he's going to speak at the World Economic Forum. Well, he did speak on January 23rd, 2020, a little over a year ago, in Davos. He's totally behind global reset, economic reset. He's close friends with Klaus Schwab. They do everything together because they're birds of a feather that flock together. In October, just like last October, he notes that China will decide whether President Xi Jinping should be given a third term in office as party general secretary. The United States will hold a crucial midterm election in November. Well, Xi Jinping isn't going anywhere. In my understanding of who this man is, in my opinion, Xi Jinping is the man that is preparing China and will prepare China and the Asian sisters for Armageddon. One way you can know where his mind is he is presently Xi Jinping, focusing China's attention on the One Belt Road Initiative, the Old Silk Road that goes from Asia into the Central Asia and into the Middle East and into Europe. China, especially since Xi Jinping took over, has been pushing even more for the One Belt Road system. I have other articles I'll try to get to. But going back to George Soros. See, the reason Soros hates Xi Jinping is because Xi Jinping is interfering with the global order. The reason they hate Vladimir Putin and are pushing to go to war with Russia is because Russia is also interfering with the monopolar one world order, the order where America, which has been the monopolar power since World War II, basically. And they do not want Russia, China, the nations of Europe doing anything to interfere with this plan that they have to bring in American world hegemony. This is really the big picture. Now, as a founder of Open Society Foundations, he states, "I am on the side of open societies." Yeah, we understand his open societies. We understand the control that he desires to have over all societies of the world. He continued, "But most important question now is, which system is going to prevail?" So in other words, he is at war with systems. Soros said President Biden has generally adopted the right policies. No, Joe Biden did not adopt any policies. He's been forced into the direction that he has taken. He didn't adopt anything. He has been directed in everything. With regard to Taiwan, Soros said that Biden has made it clear that if Xi uses force against Taiwan, China will have to confront the United States, UK, and Australian alliance. But Soros said Xi is determined to assert China's sovereignty over Taiwan by force. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be right back.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in Northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
And the world is full of backstabbers. They want to take your place. And they have a lot of power. But let's go on with very, very important situation happening in the world. America, World War I, didn't want to go to war. But guess what? The Pilgrim Society, the powers in the world in America, did the propaganda campaign against the American people, started the war in Europe, and because it was a world war, the American people were led to believe that we had to go fight that war. Propaganda campaign. World War II. Propaganda campaign. Continued. Pilgrim Society puts Adolf Hitler in power in Europe, and American industry capitalizes from all the profit you make by building weapons for war. Propaganda campaign went into effect, and it was finished. The icing on the cake was Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor, we did not know where the Japanese fleet in the Pacific Ocean, that great massive ocean, we did not know where the Japanese fleet was. Oh, but there was a problem. You see, we discovered where the Japanese fleet was 2 weeks before they bombed Pearl Harbor. The decision was made to allow Japan to get to Pearl Harbor and to attack the Navy. Propaganda campaign was to lie to the American people about the to the American people that we did not know what the Japanese were up to and that we didn't know where their fleet was when we knew where the fleet was the whole time, and the plan to allow the Japanese to bomb, which would bring America into war. It was part of another propaganda campaign. The propaganda campaign in the Vietnam War. That war was about oil. Rockefeller oil off of the shores of Vietnam. But there had to be a propaganda campaign. It was the communists. And it worked. Again. And there's a propaganda campaign presently that Russia is planning to take over the Ukraine. But the American people have always fallen for the propaganda campaigns. Why? Because the mainstream media, the propaganda machine is so powerful that unless you understand world history, if you, and like with me, coming from the point of Bible history, Bible prophecy, you can see the big picture. Part of the big picture. Xi Jinping. This man is going to bring China to Armageddon. Soros knows that the biggest threat to the global world order is not Russia. It will be China. Russia doesn't have the economic power to do what China can do. Russia doesn't have the technology that China has. Russia actually is in China's way. Yes, Russia is creating problems for the global society, the global system, but not like China. But first they have to take out, with a massive international propaganda campaign, demonize Russia and create conflict in Russia and force Russia to do something she doesn't want to do. God says concerning Russia that he's going to put hooks in the jaws of Russia and he's going to drag Russia to war in the Middle East, not in the Ukraine, not in Asia, but in the Middle East. God says, I'm going to drag Russia into the Middle East, and God says, that's where I'm going to destroy Russia. Will God use maybe American military or NATO forces? I don't know for sure, but I do know that Russia is going to be destroyed, along with Iran, armies of Russia, of Germany, Turkey, Libya, Ethiopia, and other nations probably in that area. The war is going to take place in east of the Jordan River in the Middle East. China is the big threat from a biblical point of view. The Silk Road was just a little road for camels. It is now a four-lane highway, and it runs all the way to Western China. And it is beautiful. I don't know if you've looked at the road on YouTube in the area through which it goes. Beautiful. Beautiful. I'd love to go there and just drive from where it begins in China all the way to Western China. This is Xi Jinping's strategy for China to go to the War of Armageddon. They can't go across a trail that camels travel on. They need concrete highways, which they have. And it's two lanes one direction, two lanes west, two lanes east. When China goes to the Middle East, it's going to be four lanes heading straight west. Any traffic coming from the west to the east is going to be run off the road. It's going to be four concrete, brand new concrete lanes of military heading west. This is the reality of our world today. The Pentagon, other militaries of the other nations of the world, every single military in every nation of this country has talked about Armageddon. Everyone. Every nation in Europe has talked about Armageddon. The nations of the Middle East. The Western nations, all of them. This is a big matter. From the 60s and the 50s, from the time of World War II, they have discussed it. In the 60s, the Pentagon actually began to run scenarios as to how this could happen, how it would take place. In the 70s, with the computers, now they're looking there more realistically. How is this going to happen? And what happened is the Rockefeller family, these big families, these powerful families that rule America, and they do rule America, this aristocracy, they wanted to make China the head nation of the New World Order. They made a big faux pas, big, big time. Because what they did is they made China economically, militarily, technologically very, very powerful. and it's going to come back. Now, there are verses in the Bible talking about Antichrist at the end of the world. One, there's only one thing that really, two things that Antichrist fears. Number one, the return of Jesus Christ. Number one, because he knows Jesus Christ is coming again, and he can't stop it. Secondly, he fears China. Yeah, the scripture actually says that he hears tidings out of the north and the east, and it troubles him. Even Antichrist, the great dictator that will come to rule powerfully the nations of the world, he's troubled by what he hears. And what does he hear? He hears that there are hundreds of thousands of troops coming on four-lane concrete highway from Asia to Armageddon. And at that time of Armageddon, Antichrist will actually have his main palace probably in the area of Lebanon where the big cedars are. Well, he doesn't want China coming to his back door, but it says that he is troubled. Well, I'm giving you a little bit of real history from the Bible and from what is happening presently. George Soros knows that China is the big interference now. Too bad. The Rockefellers made China what it is. These people in America, the American military, the military-industrial complex, the CIA, all of the agencies, senior executive services, they made China what it is. Now, they've sown to the wind. They're going to reap the whirlwind. And Xi Jinping, in my estimation, in my studies, in my observations, looking to see who this young man is, he's a young man. And I have other articles in front of me if I can get to them. He supposedly is going to have a third term. No. This man is going to have a third term, a fourth term, a fifth term. He's going to have terms all the way to the end. And he has the power now politically within China. And there's supposed to be a system where you can vote in the leaders of China. No, he controls that system now. That system is owned by him. It will never change. He has more power than Mao Zedong ever had. And then Deng Xianping, he had more power than Mao. But Xi Jinping has more power than Deng ever had. No, since 1949, no person has been as powerful as Xi Jinping. Not even Chairman Mao, as powerful as he was. Not even Deng, who I think didn't replace Mao, but he was maybe two presidents after. This is why Soros is a little bit concerned, because Soros understands who China is and who Xi Jinping is. I should go back to the article, which I will. Now, he states that he thinks that the right policy, because of Xing's hypersonic achievement, doesn't change the balance of mutually assured destruction that will stop the enemies from attacking each other, he continued. Well, this mutually assured destruction, you destroy me, I'll destroy you, that'll keep people from destroying each other? No, not according to the Bible and what it says about China when it moves into the Middle East. And Antichrist and his forces from the West and his Islamic forces in the Middle East. Antichrist has two armies. He has the armies of the West and he has Muslim armies. Well, who was it that put together ISIS? Who was it that brought ISIS into existence? Barack Obama? Who was it in America that brought other and has supported other terrorist organizations throughout the Middle East going back to the 50s. America? So anyhow, Xi Jinping is not going to be stopped by George Soros or Barack Obama or Joe Biden or Vladimir Putin. China's at war with Russia also. It's just not known yet. We'll be back in a few minutes. 1360 KHNC AM Pop Top Radio.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquint, at 602-909-9048.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
Treat your ears and shake your rear with the Funky Garage Fossil Jostle Saturday nights at 8 p.m. on 1360 KHNC. You'll hear the coolest 60s garage, psychedelic surf, and 60s and 70s funky grooves. Tune in, turn up, and get down.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, for the Present Truth program. And then on Sunday, noon to noon, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. And all programs are streamed at all times. Also, for the hosts that you want to listen to, if you are not able to listen during the day and you want to go back to what is archived, you can go to 1360khnc.com for the podcasts. So, and I want to thank everyone who is helping support this hour, Monday through Thursday. Thank you. Thank you for your financial help there. So, Soros states this, he says, "When I embarked on what I call my political philanthropy in the 1980s, dear God help us, American superiority was not in question. That is no longer the case, Soros stated. Why? Because China has turned its tech platforms into national champions. The United States is more hesitant to do so because it worries about their effect on the freedom of the individual. Man, this guy is deceived. Because we are concerned about the effect of the freedom of the individual. That's why the individuals of this nation are being forced to wear masks, take shots. Soros stated that the different attitudes shed new light on the conflict between the two systems of governance that the U.S. and China represent. So, he says Xi Jinping has many enemies, and that he is introducing a system of governance that is inherently superior to liberal democracy. Well, liberal democracy. I kind of wonder if liberal democracy is superior. I know what's happened in this country. He states also that Xi Jinping rules by intimidation. Nobody dares to tell him what he doesn't want to hear. How about with the rulers of the world that rule America? They don't want to hear what the voters have to say. They don't want to hear what the alternative press has to say. So it makes it difficult to shake his beliefs, even as the gap between his beliefs and reality has grown even wider. Well, I would think that the gap between reality in Soros' thinking and the thinking of his son and with Klaus Schwab and with Bill Gates and with Joe Biden, well, not so much Joe, and with the Clintons, I wonder what kind of reality they have. So, this is what Soros had to say about Xi Jinping. Now, here's what some of the other facts. BusinessInsider.com. That article was out of FoxBusiness.com. Wow. FoxBusiness.com? This is out of BusinessInsider.com. Xi is arguably the most powerful leader in China since Deng Xiaoping, the architect of economic reforms that transformed China from a poor agrarian nation to a major economic powerhouse. Before Xi became the leader of China, the Chinese Communist Party had a system in place for a peaceful transfer of power. The system was, for the most part, adhered to by Jiang Zemin and Hu Jintao, the two leaders who preceded Xi in office. In the past, the lack of faith in succession plan for the peaceful transition of power has led to dissension within the ruling party. They can dissent all they want. They're not going to oust, I don't think, Xi Jinping. The man is young. He was suffered under communism. He and his parents, his father, they were imprisoned. But now he comes back and he loves communism even more than before he went into the concentration camp. This man has been totally taken over. I believe that the spirit that ruled Chairman Mao, this is a spiritual type of thinking, the spirit that ruled Mao, when Mao died, the spirit keeps going. These spirits, they just continue to go time through time. I wonder if Xi Jinping had that same spirit that controlled Chairman Mao, if it's controlling him. So, this is what Business.com is stating about Xi Jinping. The People's Republic of China, established in 1949, Communist Party has been the sole control of government and the General Secretary. The role usually includes being chairman of the nation's military, holding a largely ceremonial title of president. The Congress meets every 5 years, delegates elect members to the party's Central Committee. The committee then elects a general secretary and body called the Politburo Standing Committee to lead the nation for the next 5 years. So this is going to, we're going to go into Xi Jinping's third time of rule, his third administration. He's going to go to the next, and the next, I believe, after that also. Xi moves speedily to centralize power to the extent not seen since Deng. He purged political enemies from influential party positions. He positioned his campaign against corruption. Of course, who's the corruption? Who's the target of this political, this campaign against corruption? Anybody that opposes him. That's what this means. That's the doublespeak here. Expert observers believe that it is likely that Xi's intent on keeping the power he's amassed by remaining in office for an unprecedented third term and possibly longer. Longer. So his authoritarian rule has stifled domestic dissent, resulting in the jailing of many of his political rivals. Has led to the widespread persecution of the Uyghurs in Xinjiang and alienated the Taiwanese people, whom the communists wish to reunify with China. Now, this matter of the Uyghurs, these people, from the time that they end up in these camps to the time they die, they do nothing but work. And it's hard for we in the Western world to think that you could be born and by the time you're 5 years of age, you're being put to work. And you work and work and work, and that's all you know until you die. Probably not in your 60s. So, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama would have been.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Thank you.
So we'll continue with Xi Jinping. Okay, now this is out of the New York Times. This was a couple of days ago. Foreign Prime Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud of Saudi Arabia left with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Wuxi, China, in January. China called the kingdom a good partner, a good brother. In January alone, five senior officials from oil-rich Arab monarchies visited China to discuss cooperation of energy and infrastructure. Turkey's top diplomat flew in to talk about opportunities for economic collaboration. Iran's foreign minister pressed for progress on $400 billion investment that China has promised his country. China is nowhere near rivaling the United States, but states that are increasingly looking to China not just to buy their oil, but to invest in their infrastructure and cooperate on technology and security. For Beijing, the recent turmoil in neighboring countries like Afghanistan and Kazakhstan has reinforced its desire to cultivate stable ties in the region. The move west has begun. It has been going on for 25, 30 years, but the move west is even becoming more apparent. Where is China headed? West. The outreach follows the American military's withdrawal from Afghanistan after 20 years. Beijing has welcomed the chance to extend its influence, and Arab leaders appreciate that China, which touts the virtue of non-interference in other countries' affairs. Well, I don't know what they're thinking. Of course, there's going to be interference of China in other countries' affairs. Why? Because China is going to push communism in any nation that she gives money to. Any investment that China makes in any nation is to accompany that investment financially or technical help, whatever it may be, there's going to be the push of communism in that nation. So the other religions within any nation will be frowned upon, especially Christianity. Why? Because Christianity and communism cannot cohabitate. One religion believes in a God. The other religion believes it is God, or the other side. So, in other words, these nations are saying that China won't get involved in their domestic policies or politics or send its military to topple unfriendly dictators. Well, again, I don't know where these nations, what they're thinking. Each side can count on the other to overlook its human rights abuses. Now, that is true. All the nations of the Middle East will overlook China's Uyghur problem. And China will not investigate, will not say anything about any type of terrorist attacks in any of the nations in the Middle East. China's interest in the Middle East, here we go, has been rooted in its need for oil. It buys nearly half of its crude from Arab states, with Saudi Arabia topping the list. China has also been investing in critical infrastructure in the region and making deals to supply countries with telecommunications and military technology. Chinese state-backed companies are eyeing investments in the maritime port in Chabahar, Iran, finance industrial park in the port of Duqm, Oman, to build and operate a container terminal in Abu Dhabi, and the United Arab Emirates capital, as well as two ports in Israel. But now we get to what it's all about. Such moves reflect Beijing's view of the Middle East as crucial to its Belt and Road Initiative, a sweeping plan to build international infrastructure to facilitate Chinese commerce. Chinese commerce means China ownership, China control, Chinese hegemony. China hopes to link its markets and supply chains from the Indian Ocean to Eurasia, making the Persian Gulf region a very important hub, said Jonathan Fulton, a non-resident senior fellow for Middle East programs at the Atlantic Council. So we see the plan, number one plan for China, is the One Belt Road Initiative. Because, again, four lanes of concrete, new concrete, heading west into Central Asia and further west into Syria. And that road will bring the Chinese, along with the sister, the Asian sisters, to Armageddon. Now, what you're not being told is the United States government knows about it. The European governments, the nations, they know about it. The nations in the Middle East, they have been blinded. And don't think that God won't blind them from seeing what's really happening, because what he stated is going to happen is going to happen. And if he has to blind people and nations to bring to pass what he stated is going to happen, he will do it. God will do it. There will be an Armageddon. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
The P.E. Gun Show, February 12th and 13th, has two giveaways, an AR pistol from Modern Arms and Optics, and a 12-gauge semi-auto from GB Survival. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located at 1840 Greeley Mall in Greeley, Colorado. Buy, sell, or trade in $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
How would you like to get a free IRS deduction, possibly saving hundreds of dollars on your taxes, and do something good? If you've got an old car, you can donate it to help veterans. It's a pain to try and sell a car yourself. So, pick up your phone and make a free call to Veteran Car Donations. They'll come and get your vehicle within a few days for free and give you a receipt to use for your tax refund. Of course, check with your accountant for details. Now is the perfect opportunity to help veterans and get rid of an old car. Veteran Car Donations will come and get it for free. We only ask for 2 minutes of your time right now on the phone to get the whole process started. So please help the vets and make this free call now.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
We're going to finish out the program with this is from Russia Today, rtnews.com. Putin offers insight into Russia-China ties. This was today. And today, I believe it is, that the Olympics began, and I think that there's a meeting with Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. The Putin states this. He calls Beijing a strategic partner in trade and on the international stage. Putin heralded a new era of strategic partnership with China. And both trade and global relations, in an article for Chinese state news. Russian-Chinese relations, continuing, quote, comprehensive partnership and strategic cooperation have become, continuing to quote, a model of efficiency, responsibility, and aspiration for the future, Putin wrote on Thursday last week. Describing the two countries as close neighbors, bound by centuries-old traditions of friendship and trust. Forget about friendship and trust. Russia is not a friend of China. China will work with Russia to fight Soros and the global agendas. But as soon as Russia is out of the way because of this coming war where Russia is destroyed with Iran in the Middle East, China will make her move on Asia, on Central Asia, toward the Middle East. Continuing, relations between Moscow and Beijing are based on, again, equality, consideration of one another's interests, freedom from political, ideological circumstances, as well as from the vestiges of the past. He cited a 2001 Treaty of Good Neighborliness and Friendly Cooperation. You can't have friendly cooperation with China. You can't. There's one objective for China. Move west. You have the Arctic Belt and Road over the top of Russia in the ocean. You have a southern belt road through the sea south of China, south of India, into the Middle East. No, this belt road is not just the land-based. It is over the top, underneath also. China and Russia are coordinating their foreign policy based on a close and coinciding approach to solve global and regional issues, meaning America, working together to strengthen the central coordinating role of the United Nations. Definitely, the United Nations is the only hope they have against the United States in global affairs and to prevent the international legal system with the UN Charter at its center from being eroded. Who is going to erode that charter? Pilgrim Society through the United States, England, and the European nations, and basically the Five Eyes nations. But it will include also many of the nations in Europe. Those that don't go along with America's policies, there's going to be some economic sanctions on them. Well, I'm going to have to conclude with that. But that gives you an idea of the direction the world is going to go and who likes who. Who truly is befriending who and for what reason. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week, Rick.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
Frosty the Snowman.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888 6588 or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.